From Elsewhere with Love, Chapter 11. In the end, it turned out Q was off a little bit. It wasn't instantaneous, but it was effective. In fact, he had time to utter one word before he slumped to the floor. No. It took another 10 minutes before Rajira managed to free herself, and another 10 before Komanir came around. Come on, Rajira said, rousing her.
We've got to get out of here. I don't think there's any more, but we can't be sure. Let's get back to the caravan and get our horses.
She grabbed a briefcase and wrapped the rifle up in a blanket before leaving the house. They hurried out of town, and Rajira paid the horses' owners in gold before they were off. She told Komanir as much as she dared without revealing what she knew about her. They were stopped at the border, but waved on through before nightfall. They kept riding, only stopping to rest the horses. Finally, they arrived in the elsewhere city of Riverhold, where they stabled the horses and retired in a relatively upscale hotel, though it couldn't hold a candle to the pendant. Labor wasn't cheap enough in elsewhere to have people manning the doors. Rajira looked at the single bed and back to Komanir.
Want to make another mistake? Only if we can take a bath first. I'm dusty and I stink of horse. No private baths here, but I did see a hot tub in the back.
Komanir moaned.
Damn, I don't have any swimwear. You got anything? That would be perfect.
Rajira just smiled.
You're an elsewhere now, Ko. The bad news is you'd better stop using the first-person pronoun when you're speaking common. Good news is you'll find some standards are a little more relaxed here than Hammerfell. Bring a couple of towels and we should be good.
At last Rajira lowered herself into the hot tub. It was late and there was no one around, but the manager assured them it would be okay. There were certain advantages of always being at least somewhat dressed in fur.
Oh, that feels good, she said. I never knew riding a horse could be so tiring.
Komanir just sighed in agreement.
Rajira, before we make another mistake, I think there's something I have to tell you.
Rajira shook her head.
It can wait till morning.
No, Komanir insisted.
I don't think it can.
Rajira rose and waded over to Komanir and kissed her in the Khajiit manner.
Ko,
she whispered.
It can wait.
Though perhaps less adventurous than their first night, nonetheless Rajira enjoyed every minute of it, even if their thighs were exhausted by the heavy riding through the day. They fell to sleep in each other's arms, and Rajira made sure there was no talk of assassins, politics, or allegiances that night. All that could wait for the morning. Rajira awoke to a knock at the door. She turned to Komanir, who cracked a single eye.
You order anything? Not me.
Rajira got up and draped a towel around herself.
Who is it?
Breakfast,
came a voice on the other side, and she peered out the little hole to see a Khajiit in a maid's outfit with a covered dish. She opened the door and the maid set the dish on the table, revealing a fine breakfast of eggs and ham.
Complimentary, she said, and turned to go.
Komanir looked at the food as if she was ravished.
Wait,
Rajira said as the maid reached the door.
Don't I know you? I doubt it, the maid said, and immediately Rajira shouted, First person singular, Komanir, she's an agent.
The maid spun around and slammed the door closed with her tail, brandishing a knife made of glimmer metal from a special holder in her belt. The poison practically smoked from it as she attacked Rajira with full and unexpected fury. Rajira caught her hand with both of her own, but the agent switched the knife to the other hand quickly and continued her attack. Rajira managed to shove it aside at the last second, but it was quickly coming around again. Rajira lashed out with her legs and sent the maid flying, the pale face coming into full view as her maid's cap flew off.
Ladasha,
Rajira said, remembering where she'd seen her before. But the Khajiit was readying the poison blade to throw it, and Rajira realized that unless she managed to duck it completely, she was likely dead. But there was no room. They were too close. The thunder came, and Ladasha fell back, the knife stabbing her leg as if for a coup de grace. The shot had been wide and only left a graze on her shoulder, but the Khajiit stared at the knife upended into her thigh. She looked at Rajira as the life left her quickly.
You. You're a dead woman, Ladasha,
Rajira said, taking the gun from Komanir.
Is there anything you want to tell me before you go?
The Khajiit smiled weakly.
I failed, she said, breathing out slowly. But I'm still prettier than you.
And then her eyes closed and she didn't inhale again. The manager and two other employees came rushing into the room, shoving the lifeless body away from the door in their haste. Rajira explained as best she could, but they insisted on calling the local police. They arrived a short time later, but the evidence of the poison knife, along with its ichor-laden belt holder, was too convincing for any argument, and they were released before the day had gotten late. They sat outside the hotel on a little patio in rocking chairs, side by side, while their horses were rounded up from the stable after they were released.
So,
Komenir said, turning to Rajira,
on to Torval? For me, yes, but I don't think so for you, unless you really have parents in Corinth. Of course. Sorry, Ko, but it's time to cut the shit. That guy back in Kvatch told me a lot more than I let on. About you. Did he?
Komenir asked. Rajira could practically see the gears turning in her head. Can I salvage anything from this? How much does she know?
Relax, Ko. You're free to go back to Hammerfell. Hell, you can take your damn device with you for all I care. I know it's worthless now. You'd planned this well in advance and already have all your agents using new codes.
Komenir looked as if she was about to protest, but then thought better of it.
Wouldn't matter anyway. It's got a failsafe. A crucial part will have melted by now. You know, and you're letting me go? How much was true, Ko?
Rajira asked, ignoring the question.
Not much,
she admitted.
Though I have been following your adventures. I do admire you as much as I said. The rest? Sorry. That first night. I spiked your drink. It's quite effective on Khajiits. Makes us horny as hell. Damn it, Ko, what about last night? Was that for real? That was for real. Actually, the first night was, too. I didn't need any spiked drink. I suppose I should take that as a compliment. Take it any way you want. But I guess in the end, nothing good came out of this whole affair.
Rajira smiled darkly.
Nothing worth lives, no. I still have something to take back with me. I have a friend, a long friend. I think I know someone who would be very interested in it.